Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. The holidays went by so quickly, and did you remember to take care of your package with the best tools for the job? How about the Performance Package 4.0 for Manscaped? It's just the thing that every guy needs in their life to make every day a little more special. The number one product in this package is the Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. And get this, it also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer to whack all the worst of your weeds. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Again, insert Bubba as your code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
I don't know if this is a professional intro or anything like that, high produced, but here we are.
Boo-boo.
The Bob with the Love Sponge Show starring Anna Iheart.
Hi, sorry I burped.
Hi. You burped?
Yeah, I had to like burp. That's why I paused. It was like coming up.
You're like a regurge, Willie?
A little regurge, yeah.
Oh, nice.
We like regurge.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that shit? Sorry.
That was a little bit. Like, what's your alter ego deal?
Does she have a name? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like Blitz is Crispy and Lummy is Warren G. I don't know what. I don't know that I have outbursts like that. Do I?
No.
I mean, kind
of. I do. Maybe it could be Todd.
Oh, that's Todd coming out.
Todd Allen.
Todd C. Either Todd Allen or Todd C, one of the two.
Okay.
So that can be mine, like, you know, if I was like, you know, I want to fuck Anna.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, sorry. It's not very gentlemanly. Well, since you are, you know, Blitz is not his real name. It's his showbiz name.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy's not his real name. It's his showbiz name. Jesus doesn't have his thing, you know. We're all in the show business. You're the ho-hum... Using your own, you know, using your real
the
name.
Jobber deal. That's using so, your real name.
Right. Yeah. So you know, like you and Dan, we need to have. Well, Dan has outbursts all the time.
Yeah.
That's Sam Diaco.
Well, we need to think about who that is. You know, and then who are you gonna like? Sometimes you do have little outbursts to be like, yeah, fuck it. Like, you know, sometimes you do that.
Yeah, my little hype bitch thing.
Yeah, your little hype bitch. Who can she be?
On iHeart.
There you go. There you go. Anna Iheart.
There
hello, Stephanie Susan, 200. Thank you. My little whatever you look like. It's like sometimes you try to look at them and like they look cute on their little circle deal.
Yeah.
Hello, Susan Poitras. It was so good to see you.
She's awesome.
I love
super cool.
She's like calming. Susan's very calming.
She is.
I love her. I'm sorry that Drunk Kim tried to make you look bad on Friday.
She wanted it to known to everybody that Drunk Kim was not her plus one either night.
Oh, yeah. Susan Poitras came up to me and made that very well known. Just want you to know that hello, Megan. I did not bring Drunk Kim. She got in, and Scotty Landers didn't bring her either. So Scotty Landers says, Hall of Famer, Scotty Landers.
Yeah, we have a new rule. Drunk Kim banned from all Bob Army events.
Like
forever?
Yeah, until further notice.
Okay.
Because here's what, so she did so well at the Florida Man Radio. God bless her little soul.
Yeah, she did great.
And then she infiltrated 199, which she was not invited to. She was not. She wasn't.
I mean, she wasn't.
Travis so much grief for that.
So she comes. What do you mean you gave Travis so much grief?
Because we're like, you let her
Travis
in.
Travis let her in.
And then he's like, what?
Creatine Travis let her in?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Paper Tiger.
For real? That's how she got in through him?
Yeah.
My number one guy?
Yeah.
Who doesn't let anything slip?
No wonder he was all quiet about it.
She rolled up with a Bubba Army shirt and everything.
No wonder he's all flipped out that I thought I was mad, that he thought I was mad.
Blacked out, let her in.
No, they really
Poor
not.
Thing.
No, I'm not mad at him one bit. He's
No, he did so much
of, he's
work.
One of my boyfriends.
Yeah, definitely.
Him, Big Red, Blitz, Dan, Jimmy Clevis, Richard.
Blitz is your boyfriend?
Blitz, you're one of my boyfriends, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd bang you.
I mean, we're not talking about Tom Bean's my boyfriend, Mark Tate's my boyfriend, Jimmy Clevis my boyfriend, Steve's my boyfriend, Jay's my boyfriend, Dan's my real boyfriend.
And you really get around.
Hi, this is Mike. I can't get to the phone right now.
And he puts you to voicemail.
Must have been the wrong number.
Jesus.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Creatine Travis, it's Bubba, and I'm not mad at you one bit, buddy. You're one of my boyfriends. You know, and, but it's getting back to me. Like, when you fuck up, just say, you know, like, I'm all about, like, when you fuck up, just own it. Fucked up.
Fucked up bad.
Did you fuck up, buddy, by letting Drunk Kim in on the party Friday?
Oh, no.
Because upon further investigation, we have found out that you might have been the one that let Drunk Kim in. Now, there's no problems, buddy.
May have been. No, it's 100%.
He invited her.
Mike, there's no problems,
Mike. It's his plus one.
Can you call me, buddy, and
text don't forget about the megaphone.
No, he had every right to use my megaphone.
Oh, okay.
That's a guy that could use my megaphone.
He didn't put it.
No, he did. And he did. He put it right. I just, you know what, if I would have lifted my little fat legs up, I would have seen it. But anyway,
creatine,
get a hold of me and let me know if indeed you did let her in. Like, and if you did, it's not a big deal. We just want to get to the bottom of, okay, I still love you.
Oh, no.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Is it narcissistic that I want to hear it again?
Press no. I'd like to hear it, too.
Message review.
Creatine Travis, it's Bubba, and I'm not mad at you one bit, buddy. You're one of my boyfriends. You know, and, but it's getting back to me. Like, when you fuck up, just say, you know, like, I'm all about, like, when you fuck up, just own it. Fuck up.
Did you fuck him in on the party Friday?
Because upon further investigation,
just hang up.
Here we go. It should be a call waiting deal. Hello?
Hey.
Did you fuck up, buddy?
What'd I do?
Bad. You fucked up bad.
Oh, I mean, listen, I just left you a voicemail. It explains it all, but we're live on the air, too.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I'm listen, sorry. I'm busy. You know, you're one of my all-time greatest boyfriends. Like, we would never break up. I could never
Here's what you do, Bubba. Say, what'd you fuck up on? He'll tell you something else he did.
Oh, yeah. Now, is there anything that you may have done over the weekend that potentially could, you know, gotten me a little upset?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Play it safe, buddy.
Now, I just want you to be honest, because God bless your little soul. You worked your ass off. I mean, but there's no penalty or there's no nothing. Like, you know, you and I can still make out and shit. Are you the one that let Drunk Kim in on the party Friday?
It's okay.
Yeah, you can admit it.
Yeah, I can see the hesitation.
I did, but it was based on a conversation I had with the merch crick.
Now you're going to the merch crick under.
He was busy giggling.
What?
Giggling
bastard.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I thought
first of all, if you know the dynamic between me and the merch crick, why would you ever try to get any sound advice about my world from her? She doesn't make the fucking calls. Oh, now I'm even madder. You couldn't have fucked up this even worse.
You can blame
Travis. You should have taken the blame then. You threw the merch crick under the bus.
Oh my God! I'm gonna beat them. I'm beating the merch crick.
Get a bracelet. They had to sign in to get into the party.
So hold on now.
You're more of a narc than Lummy.
You're more of a narc. So
that's coming from a narc.
So you had a so how did this conversation go? Nobody.
It was she just told me that.
Were her hands on her hips?
Permission for her to be there and this or that.
Hold on. So the merch crick comes to you and says, "Drunk Kim is saying she's got permission to be here." The merch crick had her held up, right?
Yeah. Well, she started to get through the merch crick to get in, didn't she? Like, all I did was let her through the gate. I didn't sign her in.
No, but you had a conversation with the merch crick, and how did that conversation go? Listen, Trav, you're okay. Buddy, listen, we're cool. Like, just tell the truth.
I had a conversation.
The nervous giggling just tells the story, does it not?
Yeah, we're not allowed to giggle.
Yeah. So you know you're not allowed to giggle. So now,
no giggling allowed.
All right. So tell me how it went down.
Me and her were doing something, and she said that someone had called asking she was going to be their plus one.
Well, who's
plus? I thought that had been approved. Well, who's? I didn't know.
Hold on. Who's plus one was Kim's? Who was Kim's plus? Who was her? Who was her?
She was saying it was.
Make a name up.
I can't even think. Scotty Landers. But then I talked to Scotty, and she wasn't his plus one. So
no
I don't
wanted
know.
To claim her.
So you didn't want to kick her out.
Who didn't?
You didn't want to kick her out after you found out she wasn't the plus one of Scotty Landers.
Yeah, you're like my enforcer. You're like my guy, my right-hand man. Like, you know.
A gatekeeper, yeah. Literally.
Well, I mean.
Not only did you not kick her out, but you propped her big drunk ass up there in the state. I mean, you propped her. You gave her full-blown, you know, camera real estate.
Twice, too.
And an open bar. And everyone knows that's not the move.
You and Big Red were in charge of shuffling everybody in on camera, and you guys shuffled her two times.
Yep, right away.
Yeah, you didn't even tell Big Red that.
You said before it even started that the camera was only for royalty, not even for guests. So she was the second person on. So I wanted to kick her out immediately when I saw that.
Yeah, but you didn't. You didn't, buddy.
I didn't. No.
So if you were to put,
if you got the good graces because of Sanford.
If you were to put over, if you were to like man up and just tell the truth as to who should be more responsible on letting drunk Kim in, would it be you or the merch crit?
I'd say me. I let her through the gate.
Yeah.
So I take full responsibility for letting her through the gate. It's probably my fault, yeah.
Well, once you let her through the gate, then the merch crick just signed her up knowing that you probably let her through the gate because the merch crick knows you know everything that I know.
Right.
All right, well, I just want to let you know that's kind of a mess up, buddy. That was kind of a fuck up.
A big mess up, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Everything good
It'll never happen again, I promise. It'll never happen again.
Everything good in the HVAC world, buddy?
Everything's great.
Your ankle's all right and everything?
Your ankle's okay.
How your wrist's doing?
Your stomach?
I broke my finger this morning trying to write something down. Sorry.
Right, exactly.
Take some ibuprofen.
All right, man.
Not an empty stomach.
Hey, good talking to you.
Would someone go Travis some Advil?
Bye.
Listen, when you got that guy
humping your leg for an hour straight.
Big Red said I kicked her off quickly after I saw her the second time. And she was like, Blitz, did you see her? She was like trying to push her boobs together.
I know.
And like, we were like, get that bitch off of the camera before it becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she just gets so demanding. Like, you literally could be Blitz, I could be talking to Kevin Hazlett and about, you know, whatever.
Sure.
And she'll come right on in.
Bye-bye, your shirt.
And grab you.
Here's a pen.
And physically.
Ouch.
Take you away from your conversation so that she can tell you something stupid as she side smokes her cigarette outside. She's one of those side smoker where she takes it to the side like that.
Yeah.
She wasn't rolling over people's toes with a scooter this year.
Drunk Kim. Nobody wants to claim you. Just scooter. go over to Manson's world and go live in that world.
Oh, no.
You know, because she plays both sides of the fence. You guys know that, don't you?
No.
She shows up to all their stuff and all that kind of shit.
She's always been open about that, though.
I know. Makes all their shirts for him and all that shit. Listen, I'll tell you what. We're having a Bubba Army draft. We'll take Rainbow Rick and we'll give you to them. Right, Blitz? We'll claim Rainbow Rick. They can have her.
When did they get divorced?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to talk about that. It's like, that's family shit.
Okay.
But I do not want her at any of my functions. Until further notice. I thought it was going to be okay.
Kelly Jones, 1,000 stars.
Based on how she acted at the Florida Man Radio, she was good as gold.
Yeah.
Wait, but did she interrupt you on Friday night?
No, yes.
Okay.
And she just is a real close talker, and she likes to just get real grabby.
Yeah.
Like, I like getting grabbed by certain, like, if you wanted to grab me on it, and Scout and Big Gulp want to grab me.
You're cool with that.
Yeah. Dan can grab me. Travis can grab me.
Mummy.
Mommy, you could grab me, but you're afraid to grab me.
I would never grab you.
You'd never grab
me. I heard Blitz got a nice little massage from her, though.
Ooh,
from Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hold on. Oh. Yeah, I don't see you in here protesting much. Why? Did you get a little happy and then she jay off? Did you get jayed off by Kim?
I did.
For
I
real.
Did, yeah.
For real. I don't see you in here causing any shit. I think you might have been the one that let her in.
No,
I think you might have overridden Merch Crick and Travis, and she said, I am a Blitz's guest. And then at that point, we're like, oh, fuck.
He held Travis up at gunpoint.
Bitch is getting ready to jack
let
me off.
Let that bitch in.
Bitch promised to jack me off. I got to let her in. Did drunk Kim jack you off, Blitz?
No.
Don't lie.
The other narc, Lil Pumpa Jersey, Lummy's butt buddy. Told Lummy that because I was talking to Lil Perp outside and Kim walked up and said rub my back for a second.
Oh, I said was that she got handsy with you, Blitz. Wasn't saying anything bad. Dawn Hamdor for 400 stars.
What's up, Dawn? Blitz, Dawn Hamdorf is the girl that got me my aquatic permit so that I could cut my cattails down my old place. Remember?
Yeah,
what just say?
So listen, you
makes
know,
sense to me.
When you live in, like, listen, Anna, you just can't go.
You want to cut cattails?
For real, if you are on the water or something like that, and you got like aquatic cattails or some bullshit.
What
or
is
some,
that? What is it?
Like you just can't
I don't
go
know what
out here and fuck
is other than a cat's tail.
Well,
it's a plant.
It's a weed kind of plant deal that grows on the banks.
I got you.
Well. A lot of people just go out there and fucking, you know, throw some chemicals on them and they die,
right.
Or they'll hack them down. But the real, but they could get you in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The real way you're supposed to do it is go to the city and get like a permit or with Swift Mud or some bullshit. Well, she had some pull somewhere and got me a full blown permit. So Blitz, one time the city of St. Pete came in there because I just sprayed them with this stuff and they're like, oh, do you have, I'm like, you're fucking damn right. I got a permit. Blam. Laid it down there. They never messed with me again.
Nice.
I think the permit was only good for a year or two, but I did it for the next 15 years.
$9.99.
Well,
Brett Wolf, $9.99.
Oh, thank you.
Somebody,
probably Drunk Kim, I see that you're on your phone right now. Obviously, Drunk Kim don't tell him about me jacking you off. I'm still married.
No, I already put the picture up. Somebody sent me that picture this morning. It's of your old house. They drove by it and sent me a picture.
Oh, nice.
That makes me sad. Oh. Why do you got to do that?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Henstar, $20 cash.
But seriously, that makes me sad.
They sent it to me this morning. I don't like.
I know, but that makes me sad. But you know what? There's a part of me that, like, I would still like to live there if I had the money. Well, because it's worth $2.4 million right now.
Yeah.
But that being said, if it was worth $2.4 million, I would probably sell it now because I'd be like,
no
I'm
kidding.
The fucking bank.
No kidding.
I mean, I sold it for $1.3 million and got after paid all my back taxes and all my bad guy fees. I made $24,000.
Oh shit.
You know, but that house, you know, that house paid for a lot of things. That house built this studio because I got a HELOC loan.
Oh.
And when I built the studios on it, I think I got like a $300,000 or $400,000 HELOC Willie that I built the studios on and paid it off. I paid it off as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have had the HELOC open, I would have been in the hole. Mr. Glenn, we sold your house. You owe us
$250.
That'd suck.
Zillow says 2.448.
Well, Bubba says, fuck off. $2.5 million. Mm-hmm. Man, I'd really be a baller, Anna, if I lived in a 2.5. I used to live in a $2.5 million home that was only worth 1.2.
I know.
Just a few years ago.
Fuck.
Sorry. Yep.
And Reagan would really want to be coming out to there if she said, come out to my 2.5.
Yeah.
Get in a hot tub and let me blast you in this bed that's got a lot of memories to it. Hopefully you didn't see the Hogan tape.
Piece of Americana in there.
Hey, is that your office?
Just want to let you know this is the largest grossing bedroom of the world. What other bedroom has generated $148 million?
Yeah, that house has made millions.
None.
Not for me. I'm over here with my dick in my hand, broke as fuck. But I got to tell you, Blitz, I kind of like the simpler,
more minimalistic life.
Yes, I have a very minimalistic life. I have 4 storage containers, and I live with my parent, my mom.
Less
my
shit to worry about, right?
Pretty much.
You know
that I'm fucking pathetic when my high spot of my day is I get to grind and sipe Tyler's 2 remaining tires.
I think that's beautiful. Sometimes the simplest things give you the most pleasure.
You know, here's the kind of house you need. Like, you need a little bit of land and, like, a nice house like you have, but, like, the kitchen, your office, a smaller bedroom, and a bigger garage, and that's about it. Like, you don't need, like, the upstairs, you don't need at all. Like,
no.
None of the, like.
No, I don't need, I didn't need a 3-bay garage. I didn't need a full-blown pool. I didn't need a big fucking huge jacuzzi. I didn't need a mother-in-law suite with a movie theater.
Yeah,
you didn't need a weight room. No. I didn't need, you know, a fucking 4-man walk-in shower. You know, I didn't need a full-blown refrigerator and mini bar in my bedroom. Although that was kind of cool to have a refrigerator.
That was cool.
Have a refrigerator in your
bedroom. And a sink with running water. Yeah, like, it's that
kinda,
was cool.
It's kind of cool because you could wipe your cock off.
Right.
So nice.
A lot of times, like, that was my first move. Like, after I fucked,
of course,
I would go right to that sink. And I had towels and, like, antibacteria soap.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally would fuck. I wouldn't even have to go to the bathroom. I could just go to the little server sink right there.
Yes.
You know, fucking wash, you know, Stretch Armstrong your deal with some fucking antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, what regimen do you prefer when a guy's fucking you? Like post fuck regimen? Yeah, post. There you go. Post fuck regimen. Here's how mine goes.
Well, where does the party land?
Your PFR.
Yeah, your PFR. My first radio station was WPFR.
Yeah, post fuck regimen. You had no idea that's what it stood for.
No, I didn't. Thought it was standing for Paul Ford Radio.
Wrong.
But really, it was post fuck regimen.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Everybody that's watching this show right now, whether it be on YouTube, Facebook, Bubba Army Radio, whatever the fuck. Everybody's got a post-fuck regiment.
Yep.
And here's how mine goes.
You got to fuck to have a post-fuck regiment, though.
That's true.
That's a good point.
This makes me sad.
But, Anna, when you used to fuck.
Okay.
Back
we'll
in
talk
the day.
About that. Okay. I'm going to first disclose mine so that everybody doesn't have to be uncomfortable in disclosing theirs.
Oh, thank
and
you for
full
sharing.
And I would like to be everybody. I would like everybody to be honest. The only person that's not going to answer this question would be my son. That's creepy.
Okay.
He's probably not even here. He probably already left.
No, he's here.
He's listening intently.
Can I
leave, Daddy?
Yes, you can. Jesus, if you need to go, go.
But I still got to upload the uncensored show.
Oh, okay.
To BAR.
All right, cool. Thanks. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
And don't listen to this next break, okay?
Okay.
So my post-fucking regimen goes like this. The second that I get my nut, the second, I got to clean up. Like, I can't lay there and get in the crustacean. I can't fucking.
Like, the second? You can't even just sit there and go,
Maybe a minute.
Oh, that feels so good. You did such a good job. Great job.
Oh, my God.
Is that on iHeart? I love on iHeart. I can't party with that bitch. Less the wig, fast enough. So, yeah, I can lay there for a little bit and do the oohs and the ahs, but yeah. I have got to get my dick clean.
You don't take a nap first?
No. So, like, within a minute, within a minute,
yeah,
I'm at a sink, and I take water on my hand and I splash it on my privates. Then I take soap, antibacterial soap, and I kind of jack myself off with antibacterial. Yeah. You know, like,
gotta clean it
in all kinds of different ways.
Do you take your finger and put it way in the hole?
What?
No,
you don't do that.
I try to go pee.
I'm sorry, what?
I try to pee, but I don't hole myself.
Sometimes the pinky, you can get the whole pinky in there.
No way.
Fuck.
What?
Is that? Do you really fucking
you're
go?
A
do
sick
you go around
fuck.
The farm like that? Do you go in there like you're trying to get the fucking the crustacean off of? Like,
to
off
come
of,
out for the next cum?
Yeah, jeez.
Jesus.
You got to roll it back to get into there.
I did one finger cul-de-sac technique.
Oh, God.
So I wet it up. I then take the antibacterial in and out, then maybe suds up the boys. Then I take another thing of water and I rinse it.
Yes.
I rinse it.
Yeah.
With like just literally like literally a handful of water, like a monkey. Just rinse it. then I take the towel and I dry it all off. And then I have to immediately put on my underwear. Now, I'll go back to bed. You know, if there was going to be a round two or something like that. But
yeah.
I have to immediately put my underwear back on.
Just because it's going to go in a tidy hole?
Well,
yeah,
I know
really,
guys
you're
that
not
done
laying
that.
Great after.
I mean,
not at all.
That's what I mean. I know. I've had guys that do that.
Because of the fireman experience I had. I have a phobia
right.
with being
oh,
nude.
Okay.
I have a phobia with being nude. I blame it on the fireman's experience, but it's, you know, it's my body type place.
What if you're alone? What if you just jerked yourself off?
No, I got to put my underwear back
you
on.
Okay.
Yes. I can't ever. I don't like. I'm only naked for the actual act.
You know, it's funny.
I'll keep my underwear on. That's it.
When I'm by myself, I'll put my underwear on quicker, usually.
Oh, well, yeah, because you're trying to let that girl see your fucking seven soft.
Oh, that's
place.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but when you're one and a half soft,
you want to hide that.
You want to put that thing, and then she'll get back to where she needs to be.
Yeah.
It'll get back. I mean, eventually. It'll go from one and a half to, it'll get up to three while it's laying there.
Nice.
All right, maybe two. It'll lay there. But he's going to come back to life, you know, while he's covered.
Yeah.
And she's not down there fucking, you know, looking at it.
Right.
Takes a certain amount. And the older you get, the more time you need to recoup the deal. I mean, like, I'm probably 30 minutes.
Okay.
15, 30. You know, we can do a little something in between that deal, but I'm not going to be able to check back in fully for a half hour, probably.
Okay. Mm.
So that's mine. Now, Blitz, you. Now, okay. But I want you to be honest. Like, you know,
don't lie.
Don't lie, because a lot of times you like to try to make your... You lie a lot.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. You lie a lot.
Yeah.
So stop lying and tell us the truth.
I mean, it's very similar to yours.
But he finger fucks his pee hole.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that another on eye, hard eye? I like her. But he finger fucks his pee hole.
I mean,
we'll be able to monetize his broadcast. This is objectionable at its finest.
Like, fuck. You know, after I'm done, you know, I don't go right away, but, you know, fairly soon, go wash up, same thing.
Right. The difference is you probably like to air dry it out. I like to keep my fucking 3X big boys on.
Yeah, it's weird, though. Like, if I'm by myself, I want to put my underwear on right away.
Yeah, well, I mean, who are you impressing?
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Have fun with someone, you know.
You got maybe. Pitbull looking through the fucking deal. You got Pitbull window peeping if he's not out of jail.
Asking for a beer.
Hey, Mr. P, I
know you just knocking out the window.
Hey, I just know you got done jacking off by yourself, but how about a Miller Lite? Listen, I didn't knock yesterday because I saw that you had a girl up in here, so I only knock when you're jacking off by yourself. How about a six pack, brother? All right, so we know Blitz's is similar to mine, except when he's with a girl, he doesn't re-underwear up as quickly
as
I do.
No, because, you know, it's right. Usually
Lummy, how about
spend
you?
Some time with her.
First of all, you're cleaning your butthole.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The first thing you got to mm-hmm. Yeah.
For your like post.
Me and Blitz are cleaning our penises. You're cleaning your butthole. Yeah. You're cleaning your butthole.
Lummy's got a bidet.
Lummy, do you clean your butthole?
No, I don't clean my butthole.
It's like Madeira Beach every day.
Lummy.
The Garrison household.
We've established the fact that you
have a kid. I'm having sex. I'll tell you what I mean, yesterday.
Lummy.
Or 2 days ago.
Lummy, just because you have a kid. Yes, that does validate that you did have sex a conventional way one time.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. 14 months ago.
But,
yeah, it's proof.
Lummy, we've established. Everybody stop at the little corpse. That. You're fucking me up. Lummy, you have agreed that you like to be pegged.
Yeah, but it's not every single time.
Okay,
so you asked my sex thing. So when
okay,
my sex...
don't fucking. I feel a pre-meltdown coming down.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
Sorry. I am sorry that I pinned you as an everyday pegger. Sorry. Apologize. Just like Travis is a fucking sorry yeah. For letting Kim in. Sorry.
Pegger, please.
Yeah.
Pegger, please.
That's a dick, Blitz.
Pegger, please. Did you get that from Chad or yourself?
No, I just made it up.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Lummy. Okay, when you're not pegging and you're just having conventional
coitus,
man, woman, potentially reproductive coitus. How does it go after you get your nut?
I lay there for a couple minutes. I get up and I normally walk
now,
over.
Now, does anybody Blitz? I forgot to ask you. I will bring her a towel. Like I'll tell her to stay there, and I'll get a warm towel,
okay,
and bring to her.
So
that's very nice.
No, usually you let them go first.
Yeah, usually she
not
gets
me.
Up and goes to the
not
shower.
Not me. So that's,
and the good
I've
ones got, will bring a towel to you.
Yeah,
it might be that. Yeah, I've done that before.
Okay,
but you know, a good one will bring it, but I don't like just to lay there with a towel. I want to really stretch Armstrong the antibacterial.
Oh no, you still got to do that,
right?
Yeah, no matter what, you got to do that,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of times, I you know back in the day would bring her a warm towel.
Oh, that's very nice.
While I jumped in the shower because I just got to get all this shit off me
every time.
Every time.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I usually hit the showers every time. Not only do I stretch Armstrong with the antibacterial, but I try to hit a shower pretty quickly.
I don't do that fairly often.
Yeah. So, Lummy, how about you, buddy?
Oh, actually,
you lay there and crustate a little bit?
Yeah, actually, then goes to the shower, and then I get up, go to the sink, wash my hands, and then try to then sit on the toilet and try to pee and kind of clean it out there and then jump in the shower with her.
Right, and then you guys do suds up, Jones?
Oh, yeah, we suds it up.
So like, it is kind of hot to jump in the shower. If she's in the shower,
yes.
And then you get in there, and then sometimes that leads to a whole nother deal.
Right, you pee on her in the shower. You don't even need to sit down and then pee.
I love to pee on girls in the shower.
Me too.
Oh.
It's kind of a dominance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they start like kind of being mad, if they like, start being mad about it, you're like, bitch, we're just in the shower playing along. I'm not peeing on your,
yeah.
Although I have peed on their face before.
Oh, see, the rules should be like,
I'm sorry, what?
Thigh or lower.
Wait, did you just say pee on the face?
Yeah. I had my penis and she got so mad about it. I had my penis and I like to pee like on their ankles and their butt and stuff like that.
That's a foul.
And giggle about it. You know, kind of giggling about it. And she's giggling about
it. No giggling.
And then
hands on hips.
So one time I valved it off, and you know if you hold it, and then I went pee home, and it just went right in her face, and she got so mad.
That's a party foul.
Well, you did.
And then I'm like, it's just pee.
Right.
It's sterile.
You were upset the other night because you were trying to pee on the window.
Yeah,
for Reagan to see, and you were unable to make it all the way to the window.
You fucking narc. What are you narking me out for, fucking Lummy?
Whoa.
Yeah, Lummy.
I didn't say anything. I don't even know about this.
I wasn't trying to pee on the window. Nobody knows about that.
Oh.
Now they do.
So, Lummy, so you pee. Now, do you take your finger and go around your pee hole like Blitz does?
No, not at all.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, it's like taking a Q-tip to it.
Wait, huh, what?
You could really clean it out if you took like some hydrogen peroxide and blasted it down the hole.
Yeah. Ew!
I don't think that would hurt you.
Eminize your penis?
Just use a water pick.
Oh, that tear you up.
On the tissue, on the penis?
No, if you water picked the hole of your penis, oh my God. I have a water pick that I use for my gums and shit. Can you?
Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
What do you use
your water pick for?
I mean,
your pee hole?
Post-coitus cleanup.
No, stop.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
You know that stream is so fucking, like, it's razor sharp.
Yeah.
It'll tear your gums up. Can you imagine what it'd do to your fucking pee hole?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's a stunt we need to do. Get a guy, stretch out his penis, and then water pick his pee hole.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Like what the tushy does? Use the tushy on the dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get some homeless guys. Stretch it out.
No.
Ew.
Homeless guys.
Homeless guys.
Ashley, just want to let you know, my pee hole is going to be really clean when I come home because Bubba's going to water pick my pee hole. I got to think, like, if you took your penis and you stretch Armstrong it out, and then you know how the hydrogen peroxide has like a little cap and like a little squirter on it, kind of?
Yeah. Some of them do, yeah.
Yeah. You know, like the brown, and you just went, blam. Doesn't hydrogen peroxide kill everything? It's really good.
Including your penis.
Like, yeah. Blitz, like when you have when you have like a cut or something, it looks like it's getting infected, what do? Throw some hydro on there.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. And the good thing about hydrogen peroxide is it doesn't sting as bad as alcohol.
Right.
Usually.
Sometimes if you put like on a Q-tip, you got to rub it around a little bit to get it way in there.
Hey, Alexa, can you squirt hydrogen peroxide down your pee hole? Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa. Is hydrogen peroxide bad for your penis hole?
Bitch.
Useless
let me
bitch.
Bing, let me bing, let me bing, let me bing.
Stuff not to do with your penis. American Council Health.
How can you clean your penis? Can you clean your penis hole with hydrogen peroxide? Type that in. Can you clean your penis hole with hydrogen peroxide? Maybe we should ask Dan. Or maybe I should call up Dr. Mark, my urologist.
Mm-hmm.
I got to think hydrogen peroxide's really not bad for you, and even on the inside of your pee hole. Does anybody in did the 100? I only got 174 people on
474 on YouTube's.
How much?
474.
Fuck Facebook. I'm gonna stop sucking Facebook's D so much and start going back over to YouTube where my real family is. 177. That's it. With this compelling of fucking. I mean, who else is putting out shit like this on Facebook?
No one.
Hug a please. Pega, exactly. Pega, please.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to fucking wade. I'm sitting here waiting. I'm fucking.
Treading water.
Treading
floating.
Water. Looking for some type of fucking.
Like a goddamn buoy in the middle of nowhere.
No shit, I'm over here. You know, thank God I'm a little bit heavier and I float.
No one really thinking about
just
that.
There's... bounce around in the ocean.
I mean, you're going to try to tell me that if I'll Google it myself. Okay. I guarantee you something will come up. Watch this. Everybody shut up. Can I put hydrogen peroxide, peroxide, I don't know if I'm spelling it right.
It'll correct you.
In my penis hole. Here, I'm even going to show you, Blitz.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. No, I'm not going to show you.
Oh.
I'm going to show you my search.
Search, okay.
Hold on here. On the screen, Blitz, can I put hydrogen peroxide in my penis hole? Enter. Enter. How to clean your penis after sex. Lummy.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any... Okay.
It says, in the movies, couples have sex and immediately roll over and go to sleep. In the real world, there's a post-coitus ritual that every dude must perform, but don't like to talk about it. For as long as men have been sticking their penis into things, they've been experimenting in different ways to clean up afterwards, some more effective than others. Search Twitter and Reddit for guys' dick washing tips, and you'll blah blah blah.
Well, there we go.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to look, but not everybody wants to hop in the shower right for sex, leaving their partner in bed, twiddling their thumbs. That's why people have used the sinks, express wash. I rinse my dick off in the sink by cupping water in my hand, and just like I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stand on my toes to get my dick over. Me too.
Mm.
A lot of people have a sex towel. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to see if there is any hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, that's what I've been sitting here doing the whole time.
But you've been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. Like, you got to go through all this shit. I went through 8 steps on how to clean your penis properly, and none of them were hydroperoxide.
What is it?
Whatever the fuck it is, okay?
No, what is it, Lummy?
Well, we're trying to be factual.
Yeah, what is it, Lummy?
Hydrogen peroxy. Hydrogen peroxide.
Here we go. Lummy, 4th one down, bitch. Look at this. Yeah, peroxide in my penis hole and a small dab of antibiotic ointment after a concerned sexual intercourse. Uh-huh. My penis tip... has been burning, no discharge.
Okay, but it didn't say if the doctor said it was safe. I'm looking for a doctor to say, put it in your dick. Oh.
You're looking for a doctor to say what?
You know, if I said that to you, Bubba, you'd fucking come and beat the shit out of me.
I know, but...
I'm trying.
I know, and I'm trying too. We're trying together, okay? I'm not mad at you. I love you. You're one of my boyfriends.
Thank you. Oh, yes, I made it.
I can't even get... I can't even get putting peroxide in your penis. There's no results. It's gotta be a thing. If I can think about it, hydrogen peroxide for your urethra. Back in my late 20s, I developed a urethra infection, which is never cured with any antibiotics. Instead, the antis would decrease the amount of pus in the infection, but never cure the infection. I'm trying to see. if the guy put hydrogen peroxide in his penis. Very lengthy. Can't get to that one. How to clean your penis. Can I put hydrogen peroxide in my urethra? Now, Blitz, when you stick it down your penis hole, is that are you sticking it in your urethra?
That's what it is. Yeah. Yes.
All right, so there you go. I'm going to go right here. Can hydrogen peroxide help a urinary tract infection? At the end of the day, you're trying to clean your penis to prevent a urinary tract infection.
Or any other infection, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It says urinate, dick cranberry juice, probiotics,
dick
vitamin C,
juice.
Wipe from back to bar. Stay hydrated.
See, they're getting you on the clickbait. That's the same thing I did. I went trying to find the hydrogen peroxide, and the fucking thing wasn't there.
Bacterial contamination, blah, blah, blah. Can anybody just tell me if they've done it? Like, if a thousand people...
I do it all the time, and I'm fine.
Ugh. Really? I'm going to do it. Like, it can't hurt you. If you pour... hydrogen peroxide down your dick hole. I can't think that it hurts you one bit.
I have been searching for it, and there are things where, like, doctors have injected the urethra with that solution for different reasons. So, I mean, it must be okay to do, but I haven't found anything that says, like,
pour down your pee hole.
like that's a surefire way.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to Drano it. I don't think that's the move.
You don't want to drain all your dick?
Yeah, probably not.
Blitz, we should come up with a product called the ultimate dick cleanse.
Like a dick douche.
Dick drainer. Drano. Yeah.
Not Drano, because that's like the first thing when us guys think of Drano, we think of like this bubbling effect.
Mm-hmm. You know, right.
Not good.
Dick enema.
A dick douche.
I like dick douche.
Yeah.
And what you do is after sex, you wash it real good, and then you put this little applicator. And it just goes just like an eighth of an inch inside the hole where it doesn't hurt. You know, but you could stick just a little something. Like, I could take the end of this pin and just go like that.
Like a syringe without a needle on it.
Yeah. Like a plastic little syringe with a needle. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you just, you irrigate out your dick hole.
Yeah.
With like a antibiotic, you know, hydrogen peroxide. So, Blitz, if you had it, it kind of much pretty much cleaned, you know. If you were with a filthy McNasty and she might have been, you know, it completely killed it. Any potential harmful bacteria that you may have just plowed into. Dick douche. Hey, Blitz, when you going to CVS today?
Yeah.
Will you pick me up a few dick douches?
No problem.
Thanks.
Hey, man, no problem.
Hey, man, no problem. I got a whole truckload of them.
Dick douches.
Hey, man, it's Papa Super Fat Bubba Light. I just want to let you know I got a bunch of dick douches from Walmart, a big truckload.
Hey, man, you're quite the fucking dick douchebag.
What do you mean?
That'll be the new thing.
It'll be
just being a regular douchebag, you'd be a dick douchebag.
Yeah, I don't want to be. I mean, I'd rather be a douchebag when I was being inserted into women's vaginas than being inserted into the guy's dick holes.
Right. That's what I'm saying, but you say it as a bad thing. So it's makes it even worse.
Hey, what's up with you, fucking dick douche?
Right.
Hey, let me hear about that guy?
What?
He's a real dick douche.
He's a dick douche?
Yeah.
Oh, he dick douches? That's so hot.
Hey, Anna, you'd like that guy. You'd be like, oh, my God, he is so responsible.
His dick is so clean and fresh and so clean.
Anna, did you hear about that guy over there?
Yeah, what guy?
Not only does he look like Jimmy Clevis, but he dick douches.
Shut the fuck up.
He does.
My God, I got to have that dick.
You haven't said that in fucking 6 years.
It felt weird.
Do you ever see a guy and be like us guys, like if I'm sitting on an airplane and as the passengers are coming on, I just naturally size up every girl, even grandma.
Gotta have that dick.
Well, right? I size up everybody, male, female, dog, child.
I know, but like I'm saying, like girls, like, and I'll be like, yeah, I'd fuck her. No, I don't want to fuck her. Yeah, I'd probably fuck her. I wouldn't mind getting some head off her. Like, you know, of course, if I was, you know, like, you know, completely single and had, and she wanted to, you know, like whatever. I size up everybody.
Absolutely.
Don't you think we all do?
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you size guys up?
Every day.
And you're like, I want to fuck. Like, is it just, I think he's hot, or is it like, I want to fuck?
Like, the actual thought in my brain is, whoa.
The fuck him?
What the hell? Where'd that come from?
Now, do you automatically start thinking, I bet he's a good fuck, but he's wild.
No, it's usually I'll notice something on his body, like, he'll either be tall or have, like, nice arms. That's usually what I notice.
And they'd be like,
No, I notice arms real quick. I'm like, oh, shit.
Haas 990499 1999.
And a bitch, A1. Blitch, you size up. I mean, don't you naturally size up everybody?
Of course.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah.
Even being married?
Yes. You always size everyone up.
Right.
Jesus?
I really want. Don't ask him that.
Oh. Yeah, Jesus, you so size much, up people?
He'll get, I'm not even letting him allow him to answer that question. He'll be in so much trouble.
I got a doctor's answer, by the way.
You do?
It's Dr. Dandiaco said, not on a regular basis, but it's okay once in a while, or once or twice, to put the hydrogen peroxide
once
down
or twice,
your,
what? Once or twice a month?
Once or twice.
Once or twice
in your fucking life.
Yeah. Once or twice in your life?
Yeah, in your life.
Once, a, no.
And
I
then
want,
he called me Lum Dick Arnold.
But, like, tell Dan, once I need once or twice in what time period? Life.
What about Haas? What did Haas say?
1999, the bitch ain't won. Are you listening to the show? Hey. Sorry, those weren't G. I'm sorry, Blitz. I'm a dick. I'll correct myself.
Dick like douchebag.
Sorry, Blitz.
Hopefully, Dan gives you a time period within this. Because if he says all the time, I'm going home and I'm going to hydro my dick.
Yeah, you're going to douche your own dick?
I mean, on it. I mean, what better way? I mean, like, who?
I'd love that.
Yeah, I do too. If it's an acceptable way to clean your dick, why not have a pristine dick hole?
100%.
My dick's pristine. I keep it very clean.
I like a good.
I put a little aloe
peemole.
On it. I put a little aloe on it to keep it moisturized
from the actual plant.
From the aloe vera spray, like
oh,
the spray.
Yeah, the spray.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted me to fuck an aloe plant?
Is he goes off and cuts a hole. He cuts a hole in a cactus.
Oh, Jesus!
What are you doing? I'm fucking this cactus. Why? To aloe
it's
vera
my dick skin.
Once or twice a month, Dr. Dan said.
For real?
Yeah.
Let's have dick douching parties. Microdose.
I'm good.
I'm just telling you right now.
Can we do it at brunch?
I'm telling you right now.
Hey, what'd you do this weekend?
I'm going to dick douche myself.
Is that going to be okay for your kidney stone, though?
I don't care. It might chew it up. Plus, my kidney stone isn't in the hopper.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's still
in your fallopian tube.
It's still my fallopian tube. And they're getting ready to drop. I'm almost on my period. I skip my
oh my God, me too.
Birth control.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Anna, when is your period? Is it coming?
It's the first every month.
Really?
Not even fucking kidding.
I mean, just like clockwork.
It was October 1st, November 1st, December 1st, and January 1st.
Just like clockwork.
Just like fucking clockwork.
And you got a pretty heavy period, don't you? Like it's a five-day fucking,
It's not really that heavy. The second day is a little annoying, but after that it tapers off real quick.
Right.
It's got pretty much gone.
And can you imagine if us guys had to have periods? We're a bunch of pussies anyway.
No, we would all have that fixed immediately.
Oh yeah, I'd be like they would invent some kind of deal where you don't get a fucking period.
They have that.
Yeah.
Certain types of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Oh really, just a pill?
Or like the thing in the arm, the little stick in the arm.
The IUD.
You'll get like 4 a year, but is it, 3 a
yeah,
year.
Right.
That freaks me out. That freaks me out.
You're very natural. You are. You're
I
very,
like being
you're very
all
helpful.
Natural. I don't like fucking with hormones.
You're
and
not
shit.
On. You're not on the pill or nothing, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not. Why? Yeah.
I'm saying you're pretty fucking natural.
All natural.
Now, if you started fucking again, would you get on the pill or no? Or you make the guy wear condoms.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I'd probably get like an IUD or something.
Condoms are the worst.
But I don't fuck
God,
with hormones.
Really are
condoms even a thing anymore?
I think they are. I don't like them either. They like kind of irritate me.
I don't even know if I could get hard with a condom.
I went to the park with Little Walker, and
what?
There was a condom and a tampon right next to each other. So I'm guessing they're
wow.
A little dance.
Hold on. There's a condom and a tampon.
Walk into a bar.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Ashley, look, there's a tent. And then I go, oh, there's the used condom right next Roll. To
so it. That's a good reason to use a condom.
That would be the only
so you
reason.
Keep a period.
I've been known to get that on my face before.
I know.
Right. A condom?
Someone used you as a maxi pad.
Oh, my God.
Someone used your mouth as a maxi pad.
When I had Ronald McDonald face.
Have you ever knowingly done that, Bubba?
No. I would never do that in a million years. I don't even like to fuck on the period, let alone eat. And had I known that she perioded on my face... Why you should never fuck in the absolute dark. You should always have a little lamp on. Because I was in the absolute dark because dark is my friend. Full-blown window shades and tinfoil are my friend. And so you should always have a little courtesy lamp on so that you don't get Ronald McDonald face. I got it. And it's you know what? Sumo will never let me live it down. Well, goddamn, Bubba. You try...
Now, you just think she was real wet and turned on?
Yeah.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, so she's face doing me.
Yeah.
She's riding my face out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, she's really turned on.
Oh, but she was on top?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, I think I just buried myself more.
That's fun too. I mean, not the.
No, that's fun when you get a girl that's not perioded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when she's on your face.
Yeah.
Going for a ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going for a pony ride.
Grab that fucking headboard and start fucking doing your bucking bronco deal.
Yeah.
Except when you walk out to Sumo and you look like that.
God damn! What'd you do? Eat a red paint can? What are you talking about? Your face is completely red.
Is that how you looked?
You ate her out on the period, didn't you? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You can't fucking lie about it. Sumo, I swear to God, I didn't. The fuck you didn't? Shane, look at his fucking face.
Oh,
like,
no.
Goddamn Ronald McDonald.
He had friends there.
Yeah.
I had Shane Brown and fucking Sumo out back in my big house. Blitz, I came out the side there, you know, where the bathroom.
Yeah.
She's in the shower. I come walking out. Sumo goes, well, goddamn.
You're like, hey, boys, guess what I just did?
Yeah, so,
so I was ready to go out there because she was good. Like, she was super young and super good and super hot.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, you know, yeah, that's right, fellas, man. And Sumo was like, look, I couldn't even walk out there and be boastful about just getting that ass.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Sumo's like, well, goddamn, did you eat out a red paint can or what? What are you talking about? You ate her out on a period, didn't you? I go, no, I didn't. And he goes, yes, you did. Look at your face.
Now here's
then he whips out his iPhone, like 9 at the time, and takes a picture of it and shows it to me.
Now here's
like, oh my God, that's the worst.
Here's the question though. Usually, like, it doesn't end with that.
Like, no, I went and did it too. I had red in two areas.
Oh, okay. But like as you were doing
I put my underwears on when I was going out to say hi to the boys. She jumped in the shower. I made a left and went out that door and was I had my underwear on and was just gonna say, yeah, hey guys, you know, I just fucked this bitch, I'm the man and Sumo. I mean, so they couldn't see my crotch, but they could see my face.
Oh.
Like and so then I walked and then I ran to hey. She's like, I know I started. No shit, you started on my face.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Now, like, as you're banging her, like, do you kiss her or anything?
I don't know, but you know what? This would be a good time.
Did it taste metallic-y?
I was going to do just a short show today. I think that's all we got for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to go.
You got to poop?
Sure. And I got to put hydrogen peroxide in my pee hole.
You
got to
douche your pee hole.
Nice.
I'm going to dick douche today and get back to you.
All right, let us know how it turns out.
I mean, it can't hurt you.
No.
Right?
I mean, the doctor says you're good.
Twice a month.
I mean, I'm just going to literally take it and go irrigate the fuck out of it. I got a lot of hydrogen peroxide and a very small dick.
You could do like we do in porns. Where, like, you could put it in your dick and then, like valve it off a little bit and then squirt.
Nice.
Oh,
God.
It'll be like when you're getting wax out of your ear and you use a little water pick thing.
Because, like, in porn, you know, like, for a lot of the girls to squirt, they'll, you know, fucking put water in there and kind of hold it in.
Oh, look what I found.
Uh-oh.
Akira. Hmm. Who's calling me?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Twice a month.
It's a fucking Gary.
You gonna get sniped? Hello?
Hey, ladies and Anna. How's it going?
Oh, God.
Gary? Be nice, and let's do the pleasantries away. We're POSA, okay? Hi, Gary. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bubba, this is Gary. How you guys been?
Hey, Gary, how you doing? What do you got for me, buddy?
Man, I've been living the dream, but I want to know, how did you not taste blood?
I don't know, buddy. You know, I was in the moment. I was just so cool to be fucking this hot chick, you know? I just didn't.
I'm calling BS.
Well, Gary, I mean, how much dumber can I make myself look? It's not like I can BS anything. Like, literally, I feel stupid for even telling the story. How are you going to call BS on the deal? I can't look any fucking dumber than I already do. Why would I lie about that, Gary?
I'm getting perioded on.
Gary, just say, Bubba, you got me on this one. No, I didn't. Listen, I don't know.
He's got a certain technique.
Did you have COVID? Did you lose your taste buds?
Gary, you're not.
What happened?
Gary, I was just eating some pussy, and she started her period on my face. I didn't. It's that simple, buddy. I'm not into blood. I'm not into blood. I don't. Nothing like that.
What were you, 12?
No, I was probably. It was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh.
You know, something like that.
Come on, then. If it was that long. short period ago, you would have known.
Gary, what do you want me to say? Oh yeah, I tasted it and I loved it. And blood, fuck, I love blood. Yeah, I'm a blood sucking motherfucker. Yeah. What do you want from me here, buddy? What do you want from me? I already admitted that I got Ronald McDonald face. I look like a buffoon. The fuck you want me to do here, buddy?
Well, it's either you're Dracula or you're not, or I'm calling BS. Which is it, man? Come on.
All right, but you know what? I'm a fucking bullshit artist. I completely. You know what? I wish to God I was lying about that. I wish it never did happen to me, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you don't understand. When I buffoon myself out like this, you think I'm going to lie about something that doesn't make... If I would have said, hey, Blitz, you know, I got a 14-inch penis, and I had sex with the fucking the hottest bitch in the entire club all night long, and she said I was the best ever, and she really liked me.
I'm glad to hear that.
She's still around, even when I lost everything. Well, that would be a fucking lie.
Your legs aren't even 14 inches long.
Oh,
come on.
Bada bing. You got me again. Gary 2, Bubba nothing.
Are you laughing,
Gary
so hard, Lovey?
Gary 2 gets Bubba on a vampire fucking 14-inch inseam fucking gimmick. God, when is somebody not sniping this motherfucker?
No, God, I mean.
Please.
He's cracking himself up.
Gary's fucking popping on himself, motherfucker. You got to admit, Gary, as much of a dick as you are, you still deep down love us, don't you, bud? You listen every day.
Oh fuck yeah! That's what I call. Oh man, that's shit. What,
deep down, we love each other. We're the coyote and the roadrunner. We love each other deep down. We're just working the deal, aren't we, kid?
Oh man!
Hey, Gary just got on a Blitz. Gary just got on dick mode. We just got the real Gary. He's really a good guy, ladies and gentlemen. Gary, I'm not gonna hang up on you, my friend. I'm gonna say goodbye to you, my friend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, buddy. There you go. Shit. All right.
Well, look, good luck on your dick douche. Let us know how it goes.
I will. I'll open the show up with my dick douche count. I mean,
all
right.
Thank you. Oh.
All right. So, Blitz, cut us off. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you 6 a.m. on twitch.tv/TheBubbaArmy. Tune in, Bubba Army Radio, and various other pieces parts. Have a good day.